Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Wow.
Every day is a new adventure here on Office Hours. We had to close our last, in case you're wondering what's going on, we had to close our last live feed because it got stuck. I don't know what's going on. So, today's title of the show is I'm in the Pool. I don't know. Good to have everybody back.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Okay. All right, all right.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker here. Welcome to Office Hours, the semi-regular call-in show. I've been doing, I guess, oh, geez, when do we begin this adventure, folks? Does anyone have a first episode date? Maybe last year or maybe last summer. I think I started doing it to promote in Glendale. Would have been around June, I think, May or June. We don't know. We'll have some information on that as the show progresses. If you have any information on how old Office Hours is, please give me a ring. I'll take Mason. We'll take a call right away off the top, right off the top of the bat. We got Mason Entkish.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm always a little flustered at the top of the show because there's about 90 things that I'm doing to get the show going, and about 80 of those things usually don't work correctly. And some of the things are just completely out of my control, like Wi-Fi signal, which seems to have a mind of its own, doesn't it?
It never works. And for some reason, you know what I've noticed? The one thing that's never gotten better with Wi-Fi? Printers. Never can get a printer to work over Wi-Fi.
Hard to connect to a printer. These printers are so, first of all, they're still so big. I've got this printer in my house that's like the size of, I don't know, what would it be the size of? Like a suitcase that you can't check in, that you can't bring on, that you have to check at an airport.
Is it laser jet, inkjet?
It's ink. It's ink, color ink. It's got a scan and copy function to it, so it's a multifunctional printer. HP, I believe, is the brand. But it's like, where do you put that in your house? It takes up so much room. I should come up with an idea where there's a printer that's kind of built into your fridge or something, or in some another appliance. Cause,
like, you know, tiny printer, maybe.
Yeah. And it's like, you never even need the printer 90% of the time. When do you print stuff out? I print stuff out like twice a month or something, maybe. Every other week.
Yeah, everybody accepts everything digitally now, so there's really no point, and they still charge like $90 for ink, so I had some sort of racket going on.
Anyways, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'll lob you some softballs since you're just getting the gears turning now. first, would you ever consider doing like a physical release for any of your, I guess, protest songs, you'd call them?
The Trump songs, there is a plan in the works to release them. I believe what we'll do is release them digitally as a sort of a, you know...
compilation?
With some nice artwork and all mastered and mixed together nicely. A couple of new ones that I haven't put out, so there'll be some freshies on there. And then I think later in the year, I'm just checking the board to see if anyone's saying that the show's not on, but not that I don't want to just sit here and talk to you all day alone.
But, I'm the most important right now, please.
Then I think there's talk of like putting out a vinyl version of it earlier. That shit just takes forever, you know, to put that stuff out. So maybe like in the early part of next year by the time that it gets ready. But there's a bit of a sprint to get something out for iTunes and, you know, Spotify and all those places.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And then last question here. I hear it's possible that Vic has a pilot that's in the works or it's already done. Can you comment on that?
You know, he's, from what I understand, when he flies, he's just like everybody else. He gets in and, you know, buys his tickets and sits in whatever seat he's got. He doesn't have his own pilot or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I guess that works.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's anything I can comment on that now. But I like that there's rumors about it. That's cool. I think they're.
Yeah, I saw it in some like small town newspaper near him.
Oh yeah. Well, if the news says it, how could it be? It's got to be true.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't know. I mean, I imagine that would be done through absolutely.
If it's the Morning Call, which is the paper out of Allentown, or the Bethlehem Star or whatever it is, you know, they don't print junk. This is not some kind of InfoWars crap. So they're doing research.
Times.
Yeah, they're doing their research. They know what they're talking about.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to get to work, so you have a great rest
Thanks,
of the day.
Thanks, Mason. Good to see you.
And I plan on listening to the show.
Take care. A nice way to start the day with a reasonable gentleman there. Trey, can you continue the trend of just being on the
hey, Tim.
A reasonable guy or not?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, Tim?
Good, how can I help you today? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, may I ask?
I am calling from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Give me a geographical point of where you're
it's
at
kind
in
of,
the state.
It's kind of like central northern Pennsylvania, around there.
Okay. Kind of a rural.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like a huge city, but, you know.
For you.
But, yeah. I actually called about, I want to say a year ago, I was talking about like addiction to heroin and stuff like that. And I remember you brought in Nathan Fielder and Doug and everyone said good luck. And
Oh yeah. How are you doing?
Good. I mean, good. I hit my year sober point about a week ago.
Congratulations.
So thank you. It's been about a year and,
feeling good.
Everything's going good.
That's great. What
but
do you,
I do have a.
Are you working? Are you how well, are you doing? What do you? How are you keeping busy? How are you keeping your head straight?
Yeah, I have a job. I deal with basically glue blocks of wood together.
Oh, you better not start sniffing that stuff.
Yeah, I gotta hold myself back.
You should put a clothespin on your nose. That's the old classic routine.
Or else I'd go completely hog wild with all the glue.
What was your question, or what did you want to?
I was going back. I was listening to all the old Office Hours and stuff, and I remember you brought up in the early winter months of this year. You said you went on this like diet program thing, kind of like vegan sort of deal.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering what that consisted of. Like, what the meals consisted of and stuff.
Well, you know what? I did this 30. I'm always doing something. I get lost in remembering what I was doing. What was it? The whole 30 was the one I was doing, I think, back then, which was very tough. It was very restrictive, but it was good. It felt good. It was basically you can't eat anything. I mean, you can really only eat like whole foods, like fruit, vegetables, rice. So you're basically taking out all meat, dairy, sugar, and bread, and you know, so it's pretty wild, you know, it's pretty hard. So I just did that for 30 days about, and that was just kind of like a cleanse, or just sort of like a shock to the system to kind of restrict yourself to just these, which, you know, you can kind of get into like the idea of just like snacking on lettuce and like eating like you're a dang rabbit, just like eating red peppers and that kind of stuff and beans and so I think actually I can't remember if you were, anyways, you can look it up. The Whole 30, I think, is the name of that thing. But then for the past few months, I've been just trying to go, I don't want to say vegan, because that's such a gross word, you know, to me.
Yeah.
Just immediately elicits an image. But I think I'm trying to, doing my best to not eat meat and dairy. And just like, so obviously there's going to be setbacks, and there's going to be special occasions or limits to my, so I'm not being like a total zealot about it. I'm just sort of like, I have this place across the street from work has this dal tofu rice dish that's delicious. So I eat that. What do I have to do? Like eat chicken every day in everything I eat? I'll have that with chicken. I'll just have it. I'll have the Caesar salad with chicken. It just gets gross after a while to eat chicken so much. Yep. For me. So it's going pretty good. I mean, when I was in London, I was in Berlin, and it was like, you know, I got to eat some brats when I'm in Berlin. And so, just trying to do the right thing, man. It's you know how it is. It's a struggle. Every day is hard. It gets harder every day.
Daily struggle. But hey, I'm not gonna hold up the line. I'm gonna have
Trey,
my.
Trey, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. We're really rooting for you. I remember the call, and anytime you want to talk, anything you need from us, you got it. We got your back.
I'm with my cousin Chelsea right now, and I'm gonna have her say hi real quick. She's okay. A big fan.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, just Chelsea.
I appreciate you as a human being.
I love you too. Did you say love or hate? I couldn't. You cut out.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm not going to hold it.
Say later. Bye bye. Bye bye. Let's talk to Bill Farty. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good. Well, how can I help you today, Bill? Is your name is your real name Farty, or is that a Skype gag?
No, that's my real name.
Your last name is Farty.
No, that's a fake name.
Okay,
of course, where it's the internet.
I don't know. I mean, listen, there's people that maybe that, you know, like three generations ago, you don't have people talking about farts. So you have this family from Ireland or Wales, or we're the Farties. We're the Farties. We've come to America.
We're the Farties.
We're the Farties. My name is Jacob Farty, and we've come from Ireland to make a new life for ourselves. That's not a good accent,
yeah.
But you know.
It was actually Fartet.
Fartet.
And then we changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fartet. And then we changed it when we landed in North America.
Well, how can I help you today, Bill? Where are you calling from? What's the story? What's the news? What do I need to know?
Well, I'm calling from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of, let me promote next week. Tim and Eric are rounding down the 10th anniversary world tour to basically go to the only other country we're doing the show in, Canada, in Toronto and Montreal.
Toronto.
Toronto and Montreal.
Yay.
Let me give you those dates.
Oh, that's cool.
So just for laughs, because it really truly is just for laughs, the whole deal.
Oh, that's our national gem. Yes.
That's September 29th in Tirana. in September 30th in Montreal.
So they do Just for Laughs in Toronto?
No, this is just its own show. Just for Laughs in Montreal at some place, some other time of year. But
yeah.
It's September 29th at the Just for Laughs TIFF Bell Lighthouse. There's an In Conversation with show at 3 p.m. And then that night at the Sony Center is the big show. And then September 30th is the Montreal show at the Metropolis. Last week I tried to say this so many times, and it's Metropolis, but I kept on saying Metropolis. So anyways, Metropolis. That's happening. Tell your friends. Come on out. It'll be the last show we do for a long, long time. Who knows when we'll do it ever again. So come in from – if you're listening in Buffalo or all those border cities up in the top of the states, you didn't come to our shows in the states, come on in. Come on in to the great state, to the great north – white – the great white – what is it? The great white north? The great white north? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just have to get your phone searched at the border. That's the true.
Oh, truly. All right. Well, anyways, how can I help you? That's the plugs are done for now.
I was just wondering. I had called a year ago, maybe as well. So this is like a throwback show, but it was about pierogies. And I told you that I use coconut oil to fry them. I first told you that I boiled them, and you said that was shit. So I was just wondering, you said you were going to try it, so I'm wondering if you did. You're talking about your diet. It doesn't sound like pierogies are a big part of that right now, but
well, I could eat pierogies now. They're vegan, I guess, unless you got the ones with potatoes and cheddar in there. It's cheddar cheese, and sometimes a cheese pierogi, which is delicious. But I could have a pierogi fried.
Oh, okay. There was the coconut oil that you had to, or the coconut butter or whatever, that was the key there. So if you haven't tried that.
I will try that. We'll do that this weekend because I'm in the mood for pierogies now. And actually, speaking of pierogies, this Sunday, not to keep promoting, but the Bedtime Stories this Sunday is two episodes. You've got the demotion with Will Forte, and then you've got an episode called Squat that features pierogies heavily in the story of Squat. So,
I hope I'm on the credits, but
you're not on the credits because I don't know why you would be. Just because you mentioned pierogies to me, you think you got that's the kind of influence you have on my brain?
Unconscious.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's all right. I mean, I watched the ones already. They're pretty funny. So
thanks.
Congrats on that. Well, I mean,
they're not
funny.
Well, they're funny,
but they're twisted and what?
They're funny in sort of that kind of unusual way that some things can be. Speaking of comedy, today's show is sponsored by Speaking of, the new Segway app from Cinco.
Is there two?
This I found on the side of my wife bought this big giant bag of dried mangoes, which are delicious, and they're just mangoes that are dried. You know, have you ever had this? There's no additives or anything in there.
No sugar.
No sugar.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
Yeah, they're actually quite tart.
They're tart and they're satisfying. They got a nice chew to them. But listen to this. This is no joke. This is on the back of the mangoes bag, big bag, one of these big Costco bags, you know, like going to live off this for years. But this is what it says on the back. I'll read this to you. Mangoes, tropical humor. Some people say snacks are no laughing matter. They think food is only meant to nourish, not amuse. Well, they can go ahead and keep on strolling down Sirius Street because we believe nature has what it takes to make you smile so big you laugh for no reason. Enter our organic mangoes.
Wow.
What the hell?
If I saw someone holding a bag of mangoes laughing for no reason.
Then it says, ripened in the hot tropical sun, these tear strips of mango served up a tasty burst of fresh flavor and comic relief from the standard day-to-day. But our quality, that we don't take lightly. Only the finest, juiciest fruits will do. And we are not joking around, seriously. Oh, my God. What the hell?
I don't know.
Somebody went just off the reservation on this.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's a new graduate. They're trying to make their mark.
And, they have a big, it's a, like I said, it's a big bag. It's like the size of a Cheerios box or something. Big, big bag. So they got to fill it with some copy, I guess. And they just kind of let this kid run wild with it, I guess. It's odd.
Let your imagination. Maybe he was watching, your shows or something. And he just
maybe
said,
he's a fan. Oh, we don't know. This. He could be a fan of any kind of comedy, really. Not just comedy. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Good luck. And thanks for the pierogi news.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no problem. Anytime. I'll call back in a year.
Bye-bye. All right. Who's next on the call? Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you?
Second year.
Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Tim.
What's going on, man? Where are you calling from? How can I help you?
Calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
You hear us?
Not in the Midwest.
I was playing a live thing yesterday with this musician named Andrew Bird. We did a live session in his house that was on his Facebook channel yesterday, and we played Okie from Muskogee.
Nice.
Okay.
One of our it's our unofficial national
state anthem
over here.
So how can I help Andrew, you today?
You played with Andrew Bird yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. I didn't know you guys were pals.
I didn't know him. He called me in, and I went over to his place. You can look it up at facebook.com/AndrewBirdMusic, and it should be there. It's you see me. We play a couple of my songs. We play a couple of his songs. Have a nice little chat. And he's nice. An incredibly talented man. Very incredible musician. So it was an honor to perform with him.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that makes us all want to practice
right. Every
time we see him.
Yeah, because you know what, I brought over a couple of my songs, and he just picked up that violin and just started fiddling. And I was just like,
right?
Man, if I could do that, I'd be doing that all. I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't be work. I'd just be on the street. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, he must have an extra hand growing out of somewhere that we don't see all the time.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to call and say hey, and actually, I wanted to share a story with you, Tim.
I'll take a story.
You have time?
I'll take a story.
I'm in Oklahoma now, but in like 2003, I lived in Hollywood for a while, for a few years, and I worked at the Wiltern quite a bit. And there was a show, and like I think it was in 2004. I think you guys were doing. I think you just started. Awesome show, great job. I think Tom Goes to the Mayor was still on TV.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm working the crowd a little bit, and all of a sudden I see this familiar body shape, and it's Eric, and he's out in the audience, and he's just like, it was just like a Casey Tatum video. He was just there in the audience, just like bobbing his neck, just you know,
digging.
Just.
Digging the music. Going,
digging it, man. And it was, I couldn't put my eyes back on the show after I saw him. It was just.
Well, he sticks out in a crowd because he's like 9 feet tall. So there's, your eyes are drawn. Well, that's,
I know.
You know, not a great story, but thanks for calling in with it. unless it's going to go somewhere. Was that it or is there more to it or?
Well, I met him afterwards. Uh-huh. I met him afterwards backstage, and I met Doug, and they were very kind. But
what was the show?
MIA.
Okay.
You know MIA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know, that real electronic. So if you can imagine Eric just like...
Yeah. Everybody wants to party. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Let's go. Right, let's go.
Right. He was the real show. But yeah, it wasn't a great story, but it was funny to see your friend. Your friend is real element.
I hear
and
you.
Last thing, I wanted
we're
to
human beings.
On your new Bob Dylan song. I really loved it.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to thank you for the compliments. It always makes my heart grow a little bigger. Let's hope it doesn't grow too big and pop right out of my skin.
scan.
And last thing, man, you know, you your guys' comedy definitely helps a lot of us out when we're not feeling our best.
Thank you.
There are days about once a month, like, oh, my God, I need to watch some Tim and Eric. And it just pulls me right out of that hole.
Well, so, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. Good to know I have friends and down there in Oklahoma. We've never made it down there personally as a performer. I'll have to change that to put that on my list.
I wouldn't come down here, honestly,
okay.
If I were you.
All right. Yeah. Not even to hang out with the Flaming Lips or anything like that?
Well, if you wanted to do something like that, you know, that'd be fun. But people down here, I don't think they exactly get what you're going for, you know?
I hear you. That's all right. We got enough to keep us going. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. We'll take care of yourself.
I think you guys are doing all right, I think.
We're doing all right.
All right, Tim.
Bye now.
Have a good day, man.
All righty. Let's say Rusties. Rustalls? Rustiles.
That's me.
Hey, Russ.
Well, it's actually Russell. It was meant to be Rusticles, but then I fucked up.
Okay, understood. How can I help you?
Blew it. I just watched the Nathan For You special.
Ah, I haven't gotten to it yet. Where are you calling from anyway?
I'm calling from Perth, Western Australia.
Oh,
we've talked.
Yeah. How was it? I didn't get to see it yet.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was so funny.
Nathan For You is coming back, and I guess they did a reunion sort of a catch-up special last night that aired on Comedy Central. I assume you could find it on the internet. So everyone check that out. It gets you caught up so you can enjoy the big premiere next week.
That's right, yeah. I loved how they touched they got in touch with all the old characters, the people that he helped, and catching up with them now, like a few years later, to see where they're at, and it's just really good.
By the way, somebody on the Facebook is having such a good time hitting the angry button, and I'm loving it. More! More! More red suns flying across the screen. You know, it's some fucking loser jacking it to this. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, dude. More. What are you doing, you fucking pussy? Push it. Push it to the next level. Push it. Yeah, now we're getting it. Now it's coming in hard. It's coming in hard. You know what? Maybe there's too many of these. Maybe I should cancel the show. I think I should.
No.
You know what? You know what? There's too many negative. There's too many angry faces. That's not fair to keep doing the show. We're gonna have to say goodbye, folks. I'm so sorry. It was this guy who's pressing the sad button, and he just. I get it. The message is received. What I'm doing. It's bad. It's bad content. It's making you angry. But so we're gonna sign off. And thanks. Thank you, everybody, for coming on the show. Oh, that was a nice music cue. I'm just kidding. What can I do for you today?
You had me going. What a goof. That's about it.
Okay. Well, let's keep the calls going. Thanks very much, Russ. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim. Bye.
Let's talk to Nicole.
Hello.
What up, Nicole?
What up, my step pepper?
How are you?
How's your eye?
Let's take a look. I haven't looked this morning. I'm going to turn around. Can we see my eye?
Yeah.
How's it looking?
Oh, I can't see it, actually, no. Hmm. You know why? Because I paused the feed.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. Let me ask the audience. I can't tell. I don't know. It's fine. My wife says I shouldn't worry about it.
Well, I mean, you could. Yeah, it could be skin cancer.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean, maybe it is.
Know.
Hold on.
You have Corbin Timbrook's disease.
Is that a reference to our show?
Yeah.
I think it's getting better. It's definitely getting better.
That's good.
So, yeah, anyways, thanks for your concern.
Of course. You're my favorite.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Jose, California.
Okay. And how are you spending your day today? Sounds like there's a somebody cutting their lawn behind you or something.
Yeah, you know, these people, they have all these contraptions and blowers, and they love them.
Oh, the fucking leaf blowers, man.
I hate the leaf blower, dude.
My neighbor, let me tell you something. My neighbor, the other day, I was just in a bad mood. I was really tired, and they're right next to my bedroom window. And
right.
He had out his fucking leaf blower, and it had to have been an hour. And then, like, the worst is he'd do it for a little while, and then he would turn it, you know, he'd stop, and then it would right. start back up again because
right.
it went off, and you thought, oh, thank God, this idiot's done, finally. And then...
Right? I hate that.
It's just, and it just cuts right into what, it cuts right into if I'm watching TV or whatever.
Yes.
It just cuts in.
I'm, like, autistic, too, so when I hear, like, really loud sounds, it makes me, like, nuts.
I think that's what I'm like, too. I think I got the same autism as you.
We do. It's kind of maybe a...
It's very mild.
It's a very mild, yeah.
Just a little touch.
Just a touch, but it makes you a little bit brilliant.
Oh, of course.
But yeah?
Yeah, the sounds do bug me.
Yeah, really loud sounds usually, like if you get a really angry, intense feeling when you hear a loud sound, and then like as soon as the sound's off, the feeling's gone. Like I don't feel that intense.
Yes.
Rage, but it's like it's because it's so intrusive. It's like you can't really, it's hard to like... barter out a sound that's so loud like that.
I also find that like I'm getting more and more anxiety from driving because I drive in LA. And
yeah,
it's so stressful.
You know, I don't drive anymore. I can't.
I might be going that way because like I was doing this thing on the west side of LA the past few days. That was if you're not from here, it in the morning it was I'd have to get up very early and go to this thing we're doing. And it was an hour and a half in 5 mile an hour traffic to get there. And so
right.
I, after doing that the first day, I said, I'm not doing this again. I'm going to do the Lyft. I called you can order the Lyft for the night
right.
before. And, you know, it changed the day for me because I can just kind of get in the back of this car. And
right.
then I can like chill. I can like close my eyes. I can look at
relax.
Do some work, do some recreation, bother some friends. And it's so stressful to be on the highway. It's just,
it is.
It's work and my shoulders tense up and I'm just nervous and I'm, you know, and it's gotten worse as I get older. So, and then it's like, well, okay, it was like $25 or something to get across town in this. And the worst, as far as I'll ever need to go, you know.
Right.
But it's like, well, why don't I just do that, you know,
all the time.
It's like,
right.
You know, it's not the most affordable thing, but it's, you know, saving gas and saving all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. And then you get to use the carpool lanes too, because, you know, when you're by yourself in the car, you're stuck. So it's just, I don't know. And it's so easy. It's so easy now. The phone, you just hit like,
right.
get me a car. And that's where it's going to go anyways, you know, in the next 10 years, that's how we're all going to be getting around, I think, mostly.
See, I get really nervous. I don't like to leave my house, really. I like to stay at my house, and mm-hmm. I like to control what I'd be able to see on TV. Like, I can't handle a lot of, like, fictional television. I need, like, facts that keep coming to me.
Yes, yes.
That's the only way that I can, like, settle myself down. And
yes.
Yes.
I agree. All right, Nicole, we got a lot done. I'm going to take another call. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. We're going to go to Michelle. Hey. Hello. Michelle, are you there?
Okay. I'm here.
It's a terrible connection. Yeah, yeah, but you're on like a... Are you in your car or something?
It's very janky Wi-Fi. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, let's... how can I help you today?
So I have a problem. I have an event later today. It's like a planned existential crisis in Detroit. And I don't know what to do. Like lay down, cry, scream. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
I don't really understand the specifics of the problem. You have a planned existential crisis in Detroit.
Well, it's a mass organized event.
Oh, what is the event?
Yeah, and I'm not.
Do you not want to reveal what the event is, or what is? Is it a secret, or is there something I can promote, or what is it? I'm a little confused.
That's just what it's called. It's very vague.
What is the? All right, listen, Michelle. I appreciate this, but the call, unfortunately, is too local. There's lots of ambient sound, and it's ruining the show for everybody. So, unfortunately, if you want to try in with a better audio situation, we can talk later about it, or you can throw up your question up on the message board up there. Sorry there. We can go to Ashley Code.
Hello.
Hello. Ashley. Hi, is this Ashley?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
It is. I'm very well. Thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling London, England.
Ah, I miss it so much.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about. I don't think I really heard you saying what you got up to while you were here.
Were you at one of the shows?
I was, yeah. I went on one of the Saturday nights.
Not a good time?
It was a very good time. Yeah, we loved it. Actually, the opening night was my birthday, but I couldn't make it. I was on holiday.
Oh.
But yeah.
Well, we had a great time, I'll tell you what. That was a nice couple of weeks to be there. We spent the days exploring the city and doing... I mean, we were with our kids, so there was only so much we could do that they could tolerate. But, we just had a lovely time.
Did you come east?
We didn't know.
Did you come to East London, where I am?
No, and I tried to do it. In fact, one of our... I don't know if she's a part of if she's part of the Office Hours family. She's certainly a part of the On Cinema family. Was at one of the shows, one of the early shows, and she has a vegan fried chicken place in
Satan.
Yes, Temple of Satan. Temple of Satan.
Hackney, yeah, I've been in there. Hackney.
So that was my goal, was to try to, because she lovingly brought some to one of our shows for us to eat after the show. And then I said, well, we're going to come out and see the shop, because we wanted to get out to East London, and we just couldn't get it together. So that's for my next trip.
You're still veganing then?
Well, if you were listening to the show earlier, I kind of went through it, but it's you know, it's like 70% right now.
Yeah, no, 60-70%.
It's like just try the best. Yeah. Try your best. Don't get all uptight if you have a fucking hot dog at the Dodgers game or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Damage reduction, isn't it? I think abstinence sets you up to fail.
That's correct. So what else is going on?
Not a lot. I'm just waiting. A couple of my friends are coming down. My wife has got the baby. They've gone to see her parents, so I'm bachelor padding tonight.
Oh, enjoy yourself. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some noodles with my next door neighbors, community vibes. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, listen, you have fun, Ash. Take care. Ashley, or is that your wife?
Yeah, well, thank you. Cheers. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Shri Kalki.
Take care.
This is
Ashley.
This is Shri?
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shri?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Dude, you gotta
yeah, me, Kalki. What's up?
You gotta mute the stream, dude.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Why can't I hear Tim? What the hell?
You gotta mute the stream.
Ugh.
You gotta mute the stream.
Ugh.
Okay. He can't figure it out. This dumbass. Dumbass. You know what? You should see this guy. He's got a picture of himself with a samurai sword. It's kind of intimidating, yeah. Blake Noah. Blake?
Yeah, is this Tim?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you for calling in to Office
Hours. Hey, buddy.
It is an honor to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Blake Noah. Blake, where are you calling from?
Calling Shanghai, China.
Ah, well, welcome to America for this brief interactive experience.
I'm glad we're able to connect. I've shot many messages in the past trying to connect with Office Hours, and I always miss it because time zone differences.
Understood. What are you doing in China?
I work here. I live and work here. I have a business. I work in the art world.
Oh, wow. You work in the art world, art dealing? dealing art?
No, I don't deal. No, I don't like dealing. No, I help people solve problems.
Okay. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to call and say hi, and there's nothing really you can help me with.
Okay.
Just to be honest with you, I enjoy the interaction with you and your audience.
Well, I appreciate that, and we appreciate all the hard work you're doing across the Pacific and making the world a better place through art.
Yeah, we try. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
All right, thanks, Blake.
Maybe let another fan call in.
All the best to you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try. Well, Sean, are you there?
Oh, okay. We try.
How's it going, man?
Good. Mute the stream, please.
Okay. Let's try. Well,
hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you. How can I help?
Oh, everything's going pretty well, you know? Can't complain.
All right. All the best. Let's go back to Sri Kalki. Have you figured it out, Sri?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You got your technicals figured out?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was calling on another version of Skype on Windows, and I just couldn't hear you.
No worries. How are you? What can I do for you today?
I'm great. Just went to the organic market and got some Hefeweizen from Germany. That's how I'm starting my day off. How you doing?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Pretty good. Are you calling in from Canada, am I guessing?
Actually, Washington State.
Okay. Up north, then.
Mm-hmm.
How them fires going?
They seem to have settled down, thank God. It was getting hard to breathe, actually, for a couple weeks.
I know. I was up in Vancouver and Seattle and... on our little tour we did, and it was, you know, you felt it. You felt it in the air. You certainly saw it in the sky, but it's good to know that it seems, for at least for you, I can't speak for the rest of your community or for the rest of that region, but it seems for you, at least.
Well,
the news is,
I live by the mountains, so it definitely has cleared up. But yeah, I was bummed I missed you. You and Eric, I've been a longtime fan since I was a little kid, and I just didn't have anybody to go to or to go with. So,
what's going on with your picture here? You got a samurai sword in your picture. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very avid about the samurai sword. I feel that the Bushido code or the way of samurai life is a way to live.
Tell us about that. I don't know anything about it. Give us the nutshell.
Well, in modern day life, basically, if you live by the code of the samurai, you try to, every interaction you have with people, you try to live by the code of honor. How can I help you? Can I help you even though it's not going to help me? And it also involves if I see anybody being abused or hurting, you know, I'm going to obviously be the one that steps in to intervene, even if it was a police officer. Like, there was a video going around here about an autistic kid being, you know, harassed by a police officer. If samurai sees that sort of thing, you know, we're going to roll up and either get shot or take the cop down, because we just, you know, we don't stand for injustice. So,
well, how do you judge, I guess the question is, how do you become the judge of what is unjust?
Well, you got to feel the situation out. If somebody's screaming for help and you see somebody's hands on somebody else, be it a police officer or not, it's generally pretty obvious that that person needs help and is being abused. That's been my experience, at least. And, you know, nobody knows how old this way of thinking is from Japan, but back in the Edo period especially, it was really easy to tell, okay, this guy's a complete piece of shit. I need to take my sword out and destroy him.
So, let me ask you this: have you ever used the sword in any kind of real
yes,
world?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
I had some thieves pull up last year. I had about a quart of firewood out in the driveway. Oh. Hadn't got done to moving it, and these thieves pulled up and they started trying to steal it. So I went out there and I said, "What the hell are you doing?" I was actually in the middle of practicing, so I already had my sword on me,
unsheathed.
And go out there, and they didn't even notice the sword when I confronted them, because it was behind my back. And I asked them, "What the hell you're doing?" Oh, they told me, "Oh, shut up, stupid faggot. This isn't your land. We're going to take this wood."
Oh, shit.
And I was like, "Bullshit, motherfucker." And then I kicked him. I assaulted him because he was trying to steal the wood.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's assault? That's self-defense of your property. But yeah. Go ahead. You came at you.
came at me, so I pulled the sword out of my back and flipped it around to what you call the mune, because the sharp side is called the ha, the dull side is the mune, and I hit him twice, and yeah, he was almost down. He said he was pulling for a gun, so I kind of freaked out because it was either, okay, I could turn the sword around and cut this dude open and deal with a bunch of blood, or I could run inside and grab a gun. So I went with the latter. By the time I got back outside with the gun, they were gone.
Scattered.
And then another instance, I used it.
Another instance?
Yeah. Same year, last year. The end of the year at Christmas, someone was trying to break into my neighbors across the street.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Where is this?
I live in Black Diamond, actually. It's a little country town and out near Mount Rainier.
a lot of crime, or is this just a weird coincidence?
It surprisingly, we do have a lot of crime out here because daytime robberies are the most common. Because people
white,
go to work.
Is this white on white crime?
White on white crime. The only black person who's ever ripped me off was somebody that I actually trusted and let in my home. I've never had any black people just show up or Mexicans and try to jack shit. It's always been white people.
Sure. Well, I don't see color, so that's not something.
Yeah, me either. But statistically, you know, the blacks and the Mexicans and the Arabs are supposed to be most scary, and I'm just like, nah, man.
Not in your experience.
Yeah, not my experience.
So you're getting your neighbors getting broken into, and you're witnessing this?
Yeah, I'm witnessing it. I was talking with my mom about something, and we looked over, and she's like, "What is that guy breaking into the house?" And I'm like, "Yeah, he is." And he heard us, so he stopped. He left off the property, started walking up the street, and this is where my sensei grilled me. She's really pissed that I did this, but I'm just kind of got this vigilante attitude, and I actually didn't have the metal sword. I had a wooden one upstairs. Thank God, because I grabbed it. I ran out after this dude and asked him what he was doing. He said, "I'm just going for a walk." I said, "Bullshit, I saw you breaking into my neighbors." He said, again, "Shut up, faggot."
It's like the only word these people know.
Yeah. So then he, I think he lunged at me, kicked him back. And then he tried to come at me again, and then he didn't see the wooden sword because... No.
He wouldn't have kicked you in the first place.
Yeah, and so I hit him once across the chest, just once with the wooden sword. And if it was a real sword, it would have been the sharp side. And that dude just dropped.
Wow.
And I've never had it where you're defending something, and then the criminal's on the ground begging you for their life. That's what the dude was doing. He was like begging me not to hurt him anymore after one hit.
What do you think this guy was, strung out, or was he like kind of a druggy kind of guy or something?
I think he's strung out on meth or something. We've got a couple, this kind of meth territory. And it was weird because half an hour before he showed up, his buddy and him, I'm pretty sure they came down to the end of our road in their truck to scope it out, you know, see how quiet it was. Go on.
No, go ahead. Finish your story.
I was just saying, like, I've had some police move into the neighborhood since then, so crime hasn't really been a problem here anymore this year.
Well, listen, I think I'm going to consider you for my full-time security post. Bring you on as my personal samurai protector. You travel with me.
Oh, yeah.
Stay by my side. We in some ways, we also... we
Chief Decker, you know, just remember that. You know, Decker is... without Decker, where would we be in America? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I don't the character doesn't need protection, but the actor, the man himself, Tim Heidecker, does. Because I wouldn't hurt a fly.
I've sent you a message, and I kind of feel bad because I said you're a bit funnier without Eric. But at the same time, like when I watch you and Eric together, I still laugh just as much.
Well,
so I kind of want to take that back because I feel like Eric.
It's a different shade. Different chemistry creates different results.
Right.
But they're all positive results.
Like, to be honest with you, when Tom Goes to the Mayor came out, I was what? 13, 14, and I wasn't all that into it, but when I started watching it, especially that Joyce, I always remember that name, Joyce, you know what I'm saying? It's like that.
Well, it's Joy,
Joy. That show was ridiculous, man. I just wanted to say that.
All right, well, thanks. Listen, you know, you seem like a nice kid. Be careful. Don't get yourself into too much trouble. It seems like you're You've got a good head on your shoulders, and I wish you the best. And
I'll keep in touch. I'll give you another call back.
All right.
Maybe sometime.
Take care.
All right. Right on.
Good stuff. Interesting stuff. Always interesting stuff. Calvin Deal, you're on the call. You're on the show. You're online. You're on the air.
Tim Heidecker, how are you, man?
I'm good, brother. How can I help you on this beautiful Friday morning?
Well, it's not so beautiful on my end, but that's fine.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in New Hampshire now. I just came back from Boston.
You guys getting some of that tail end of Irma or something up there? We got some weather up there. What's going on?
Nah, it's just New England weather, right?
Well, that can be nice sometimes. I mean, this time of year, are you kidding me? Some late September in New England? It sounds like you're looking at a Robert Frost poem set to a painting of a Robert Frost poem.
No, 100%. It usually is, but like, it'll probably be a couple more weeks till it starts, you know, turning orange, all
understood.
The leaves. And,
understood.
And all
I
that.
Understand. All right, how can I help you?
Well, you know, the other day I was walking through Boston and, you know, just walking around. It was a beautiful night, nice breeze. And I noticed this old angry man just like screaming at this guy that was trying to park on the side of the street. And the guy that was trying to park was just some delivery driver, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I tell the angry guy, I was like, hey, man, you know, have a better day. And he turns around at me. And screams at me and calls me a fucking cigarette millennial.
Mm.
So I've been pretty hurt since that. I don't know.
Were you
really.
Smoking at the time?
I did have a cigarette.
Sure.
He was right about that.
It wasn't coming out of nowhere.
You know, it was true. I'm a millennial. I was smoking a cigarette, but it was really.
And, you know, fuck you for saying have a better day. That's kind of a shitty thing to say.
I guess it is.
It's judgmental. It's. You know,
right.
I don't know. If somebody said to me, have a better day, it's like, well, who are you to tell me what to do? I'm not some little kid with a cigarette, you piece of shit. I'm on this guy's side, you cunt, you motherfucker.
For Calvin. Sure, Tim, you're dead.
What's the matter
right
with
about
you?
That.
I ought to smack you up in the ear.
I would love
What's the matter with you?
But, I've been hurt. I think I got a little bit of pain from it, from the experience.
Well, you
well.
Deserve it. You deserve it. You're a bad boy, and if I was there, I'd be smacking you up around the head. I'd be spanking you. I'd be kissing your wounds after I spanked you. I'd be I'd be licking your wounds.
Wow, thanks.
So it'd be a whole experience. But listen, you know, you learn from life, and quit smoking. It's bad for your health.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's talk to Dustin Britt.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. Where are you calling from? 1998. Hello.
I can barely hear you, Tim. I think it's your connection.
I think it's your connection, you piece of shit. You son of a bitch. My connection? How the hell do you know whose connection? Everyone else is coming in loud and clear. You can see me. I'm starting to get Randy here. I'm starting to get Russell. I'm starting to get worked up. You better bring me back down to earth.
What's that, sorry?
I'm starting to get worked up here. You better bring me back down to earth.
What?
Oh, my God.
What
is it?
Oh, my God.
What do you want with me, Russell? What is so important that you got to get on this call?
I wanted to ask you about Little Feat, actually.
The band Little Feat?
Yeah, because the first time I ever saw Pussweep Bang Gang, I thought, that guy is taking the piss out of Little Feat on German TV in like the early 70s.
Well, you're close. It's funny you say German TV. It's very close. It was German TV.
Because it's the Doors, right? That you
it's
were
the Doors, the yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Doors minus Jim Morrison. So Jim Morrison died.
Which is the worst shit ever, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Doors by any means, but they were worlds better with him than without.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, they are one of the... I mean, I'm a collector of 60s records, and I'm not a collector of Doors records. And, yeah, that's... I mean, that's... I just can't believe that no one said, what are you doing? I mean, it's kind of incredible. But I just wanted to know, are you a Little Feat fan?
Not really. I mean, I never got, no, I could never really, I mean, I've heard, you know, they're obviously mixed in with a lot of other groups that I like, But
of course,
everything I ever
the Mellow
heard,
Mafia, the like the Asylum crew. That's, you know, like Loud George is all around that that gang.
I just never heard anything. I'll put some on. Maybe we'll just, you know.
I would suggest like Loud George's solo record from like, I think it's 1980.
What's it called?
And it's called, I think it's called Thanks I'll Eat It Here. And it's got a song called 20 Million Things. It's beautiful. And it's also got like a really great Alan Toussaint cover, What Do You Want the Girl to Do? And I think you'd dig that. I think you'd really dig that record.
We got little Feet playing Man in the Bathtub. This looks on YouTube. This looks a lot like it looks a lot like Puss Whip stuff. Same kind of vibe.
Yeah,
a lot of percussion.
Well, that's as soon as I saw that and that lighting that you had there, it's like they're taking the piss out of like German rock and roll TV. I mean, it looks like that. As soon as I saw that, I laughed. You know,
holy shit! The lead singer, I don't know if they're probably.
Hey, he's got that hat, like Lau George has got that hat. That's just kind of.
No, this guy looks like he looks like that. I'm blanking on the name. The guy from the British comedian who is on Garth Marenghi's Dark Place and. What's his name? I'll show you people. This guy. That's annoying. I just lost this guy right here. What's his name from? He was on the IT Crowd. And...
Yeah, I'm more of a Vic and Bob guy.
Matt Berry, thank you.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Matt Berry, love Matt Berry. Anyways, Little Feet. Okay, that's our chat about Little Feet. As we've lost the entire audience.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, mate. Like... but yes, there you go.
All right.
But listen to that Lowell George record. I think you'll dig it.
Lowell George. Okay, I will.
And thanks for taking my call, mate. Love your work.
Love you.
And come back to Australia. We love you.
I'll try to. I'd love to get back there. It's one of my favorite places in the world. Thank you. Joel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Joel.
How do I sound?
You sound good. My cousin, one of my closest friends growing up was my cousin, Joel. And his mother used to always say, Joel.
Oh, yeah. I was named after Billy Joel.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Should have been named Billy then.
Yeah, should have been. I guess they went for the last. That can't be his real last name, though, is it?
I don't know. Is it Billy Joel's real last name? Let's find out. Let's get on
Billy,
to that.
Dude, Billy. That's a strange last name.
Billy Joel, Wikipedia. Hold on.
Must.
This is the stuff people need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
I never
William
thought about
Martin Joel, it says.
Yeah, William Martin Joel. Yeah, because I don't know if you changed. Well, I guess, it's a good name. By the way, I was watching this. Speaking of, I'm not like a huge Billy Joel fan, but I don't hate Billy Joel like some people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I like a lot of Billy Joel songs. But I somehow managed to find this, like, him on stage playing recently, I guess at Madison Square Garden or something. And it looked like a good time. Like, I didn't watch really. I was just a little bit of him playing, like talking between songs. And he's pretty funny. He was like,
oh, yeah.
Because he like looked up and saw himself on this Jumbotron. And he's like, oh, look, there I am. And look, he's like, I look like my dad. And he's like, there's my dad up on the screen. And it was like, I don't know, it was pretty funny and like kind of self-depreciating in a nice way. But anyways, how can I help you today? There's a lot of wind coming in, so if you can try to manage that off your mic.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. It's a pretty dinky mic. I don't want to make it too much about this, but I watched the Nathan For You special. And I was wondering if you have... any insight on the two-hour finale that's coming up? I'm not sure how involved.
I'm not
going to
get into
show.
That. I've seen it. It's very exciting. It's going to be very talked about.
Let's
focus on this Sunday though, which is the another beautiful bedtime stories.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been loving it.
Oh good.
Was there? Were you ever planning on releasing the director's cut, like showing that on TV, or was it always going to be the shorter version?
Well, we it's one of the rare sort of mild disagreements we have with the network, which, you know, I think we've been very lucky to have almost no disagreements or no issues with the network, and they felt that it was a little too slow for the full 22, and we loved it. We loved sort of the very kind of longer glacial pace of the 22. So he was like, you know, maybe it's better to show the original Angel Boy and then a shorter version of it. He believed that there was a shorter version of Angel Boy, which we were like, how can we cut this down? And then we did cut it down. We're like, oh, that works really well too. But then we thought, well, fuck, man, like, we love this long version. It's kind of neat that there's these almost two totally different stories going on. The long one is a totally different story.
I know.
It has
a lot more murder.
Yeah, a lot more violence. So anyways, they were like, well, we suggested let's just put the long one up online. But yeah, it would be nice if it was not just on their website, if it was kind of the up on the other digital platforms. I don't really know how everyone watches the show. Like, how do you watch the show?
I usually just do it on the website, on adultswim.com, but I've been watching this season live on cable. So
that's nice. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, and I like the longer episodes for sure. I think when it's given more time to breathe, the world really comes to life.
Yeah, it was tricky. We kind of it's just a hard network to do the longer stuff for them. It is, I guess. I don't know. It was frustrating this season because there are some stuff that just works better. Not even 22, but like 15 minutes or 16 minutes. You know, like, kind of wished we could have just said, you know, who cares? Because, you know, obviously other platforms like Netflix and Hulu and stuff, they don't have the restrictions on they're not as tight with the time. And you know, it is nice to have like some framework, some kind of border to know, you know, when to stop and kind of how to tell a story well. But there's some things where you're like, fuck, man, I could use another minute here to keep this in. So that was annoying. I can imagine that in the next few years, that's going to start eroding away. But I understand it, because when you're programming television, you've got these slots, and if you start getting in and out of those slots, it really fucks everything up, you know. So
I think some comedy comes from how rushed some of them are, though.
Maybe.
I do think they could use some more time sometimes, but I do enjoy them.
Well, I think it's also like, you know, leave you wanting more is a pretty good aphorism, too. All right, thanks, Joel.
Yeah, great talking to you.
Great talking to you. It's funny, you got to see Joel's picture. He can't be more than 14, 15 years old, so it's funny to just like have this like adult conversation with this boy. Connor!
All right, thanks, Joel.
Hey!
Hey, Connor.
How you doing, Tim?
Is that Jerry Garcia in your profile pic?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's nothing okay. To you. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a soft spot for Jerry. You know that.
You got love for Jerry?
I got a soft spot for him. That's all.
Soft pop?
Soft spot.
I can't hear you, buddy.
Okay, well, take all care.
Right. Well, wait. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I want to ask about Greg.
Oh, shoot. I hung up on Connor. Sorry, I didn't mean to. But I don't really want to talk about Greg. You know? What's the point? I do want to talk to this guy, Sympathy Bronson. Hello? You know? Who's this? Sympathy Bronson. You're on the air. I can hear myself talking back. Sympathy?
My angel boy.
Hi. Can you mute the stream then?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. First of all, I loved the most recent episode of Bedtime Stories.
Dankeschön.
But first and foremost, I had this dream. This reoccurring dream.
Reoccurring, okay. Usually I hang up on dream stories, but if you're saying it's a reoccurring dream, I'll entertain it to a degree.
Okay, I appreciate that. It is a pug just sitting in a grassy field, shitting, with that face that you know they give looking for support.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a friend in the distance. And he just says, is there anybody out there? And it's over.
Is there anybody out there? Anyone know the record? What is the song? Is there anybody out there?
I won't pretend to be a Pink Floyd fan.
Oh, well, you know it.
I do.
Is there anybody out there?
What does it mean for my life?
Well, is this coming from, do you have a dog like this? Is this a dog?
No.
You have a dog like this in your life? Do you have a boyfriend or a friend who's got this kind of dog? I mean, where's this pug coming from?
I don't have a dog like that. I do have a boyfriend. Is the dog my boyfriend?
The dog is your boyfriend. The shit is your relationship with him, personified into
wow.
Turned into the something material. And he's embarrassed by the way he is, you know, his contribution to the relationship has been so terrible and shitty, you know, straight away. Oh, is that him?
Can I talk to Tim?
Is that him?
Hey, Tim?
Yeah. Are you the boyfriend?
I actually am the boyfriend.
Well, Tim. You're the pug.
So I'm the pug then, okay.
And then the shit is your relationship. You got a problem with that?
What can I do to fix that? I think you're wrong.
Okay, well, I might,
what
you
can
know
I
what?
Do to fix that?
I might be wrong. What am I, some kind of dream expert? Who do I, what do I know about anything? I don't know who you people are.
I don't know. I've always looked up to you as some sort of somebody who would be able to give advice on something.
Well, you're wrong, man. I just tell poop jokes. I'm working with what I got.
Telling poop jokes because, okay.
So listen, are you guys living together? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you both doing sitting at home?
Well, right now we're trying to call you, man. We're trying
know,
to get some advice on this poop story.
But how do you contribute to society? How are you paying your bills? Why aren't you at work? Do you guys work at night?
I work in a few hours. Right okay. now, I'm just trying to get this poop story out of you.
Well, where are you living?
Right now, we're in upstate New York.
So you're going into work around 5, 6 o'clock?
I'm going into work at about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. And that's, what kind of job is that? What do you do? Handle after-school programs or something?
No, I don't. I work at a store that's like a secondhand electronics store.
Oh, that's cool.
We buy and sell like phones, electronics, games, and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, listen, I think your girlfriend is mentally feeble and deranged and belongs in an institution. That's my diagnosis. She's
because
got severe mental problems that will not be able to be treated or addressed. She needs to be in a sanitarium, in an asylum, probably chained to the wall. I'm saying 3-foot chains on your ankles. And she has to be removed from society because she's a danger to society. Yes.
I've removed myself from society, Tim.
I bet you have. Where are you, some kind of shut-in?
No, I go outside. I just...
Then you're not removing yourself from society.
I don't... If I don't speak to others...
Here's what you need. You need to check yourself into either a sanitarium or a convent. You can become a nun and go and make rosaries for the church. Those are your two options. What are you going to pick?
Well,
A or
I
B?
Am exiting my brief life as a shut-in after experiencing heavy psychosis after being kidnapped and raped.
Oh my goodness! This is not. This is some kind of joke.
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No. So I was a bit of a shut-in for a while, but
let me back
now,
up. Let me back up and take back everything I've said. I have
Tim.
I have terrific sympathy.
My angel boy.
What happened to you that this is... Now we can start getting it. If you give me a little background, maybe I can answer these questions about your dream.
My dream was just a joke.
What kind of joke is that?
A dog shitting in a field? I do have reoccurring, disturbing dreams.
Listen, is this all a big gag or what?
No, it's not.
Well, how
not
am I to
now.
Know?
Not now. You've taken it You've taken it down a dark turn, Tim.
Okay, so tell me what happened. Where are you? Where are you in your life right now?
Right now, I wouldn't consider myself a part of society at all, but I am, I guess, trying to re-enter, honestly.
What happened?
Just a distrust of people. You know, I was kidnapped, and there were other people around that could have helped me that didn't.
You were kidnapped? When?
This was 3 years ago now.
By who?
A coworker of mine. I used to work at a diner.
This guy, I assume it's a man?
Yes.
Kidnapped you, like physically bound you up and put you in a...
No. It's not like he like tossed me in a bag like, okay, see everyone at work, you know, throw a burlap sack over my head and bring me home kind of thing.
How do you define kidnapping then?
Just being locked in his house, in certain areas of his house, and unable to leave for hours.
Jesus Christ. And this guy, did he end up paying for this crime?
No.
Why not?
That's America.
Come on, that's not an answer. What did you press charges? Did you report the incident?
No, I had to go for emergency surgery. I have endometriosis, so I have like weird vaginal stuff, and I had to get surgery to have a cyst that had burst because of what had happened removed.
This is heavy shit.
All evidence was kind of gone.
This is heavy shit.
Yeah.
Where is this guy now? You know what we could do is we could get my samurai involved.
I don't really care where he is. I know that he's fucked up in the head and he's not happy, so I don't really care, I guess.
I think we get my samurai from Washington State, travel clear. This is a good movie. We could do this as a documentary.
Yes.
I could go up.
Starring Sympathy Bronson and Samurai Guy.
Yeah, and we could we could have him travel across the country because he's from Washington. You're upstate New York. Have him take that northern route, pass through Idaho and North Dakota, travel through the Great Lakes region, and he's walking the whole time. And
he had a great accent.
Yeah, and then he shows up into your town. What town are you in?
Middletown.
Middletown. That's the great title of the show. I'm pitching the show tonight. You hear me? And he travels across almost like that show Kung Fu with David Carradine. And I'm in it somewhere. I'm checking in on him. And
that would be fantastic.
And he shows up and he visits you and your boyfriend. Maybe there's something, there's a connection that you two have. We don't know where it goes. It's clearly there's some sort of friction between your boyfriend and the samurai, because suddenly the samurai shows up and he's taking care of you in a way that he never could, you know.
Thank you for being kind, Tim. And sorry this took such a dark turn. I hope you can enjoy the rest of your show.
Well, excuse me. I just want to say you've got a family here, of course, with the Office Hours gang. Anything you ever need, we've got you taken care of. I think that's fair to say.
All right. That's a big thank you from Sympathy Bronson and her boyfriend.
Well, thank you guys for calling in. You guys sound like lovely people. I wish you all the best. I'm sorry.
We're wishing you the best. Big shout out to...
Go ahead.
What's that?
Big shout out
just,
to...
Just to, honestly, Bedtime Stories coming back. That is brilliant. We both love it. The Angel Boy episode recently really, really hit us hard. We loved the first one. We loved to see him back, and it was... a really hard-hitting story.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for bringing it back.
All the best, and we'll let you know how the samurai show progresses. And if
thanks. I think it could really be something, to be honest with you. Please keep in touch with us.
All right, take care, guys.
You too. See ya.
Bye. My goodness, what a show we've had today. We're winding down. Lawrence.
Now I want to talk about pumpkins.
I want to talk about pumpkins.
What kind of pumpkin do you like?
I want to talk about pumpkins. Mm-hmm. You there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's your best character.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I love it.
Where are you calling from? Some kind of Swedish country? Sweden? Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. You're the best character. I've got actually, oh, that's not it. I made it up sort of on the spot on this episode coming up called The Demotion with Will Forte. I do some kind of Scandinavian accent that I think you'll really appreciate.
Who?
My name is Jason.
Excellent.
I think my name is Jason, and I am coming to help you out and maybe get you fixed up so you don't have such a bad time. Something like that, you know.
I am also from Sweden, and in Sweden we talk English like this.
I know, but I don't go that. I don't go that nuts with it. I don't go all the
speech. Yeah, but that's like our limit. But,
right.
Yeah.
I love the voice. I love the human voice. I love the different ways we communicate. The accents. I love the syntax and the whole deal. It's just terrific. Hey, did you read the letter that Kim Jong Un put out or the statement he put out to Donald Trump?
Oh. Yeah, hilarious.
Wasn't that something else? What a way of words this guy has.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't know if you guys, I'll just read a couple of choice. I mean, the big one, I mean, I guess this I guess went viral today. So maybe it's already, you know, it's gone covifi or whatever. Where he ends with this, I will surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire. And I had to look, I think we all had to look up dotard, D-O-T-A-R-D. Do you know what that means?
I mean, he's a clown.
Who is? Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a joke.
He's a clown. I don't know. Like, he's not a statesman.
No. No, he's a bad guy. He's in over his head. He's drowning. He doesn't know. He's just bit off way too much. He's choking. He doesn't know what to do next. He says whatever comes out of his mouth, whatever comes into his head, it comes out of his mouth in the moment, and there are consequences for what the president of the United States has to say. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the big consequences that ripple across the entire globe. And then he's got a bunch of thieves around him. He's got a bunch of, you know, crooks he's in bed with, and he's laid such a tangled web all these years. He's just been
one question. What kind of pumpkin do you think Donald Trump likes the most?
He likes a pumpkin. He likes a ripe pumpkin. All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks.
John Kaidel.
Mr. Tim Heidecker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is such a privilege. Well, a couple things for you real quick. Do you realize how big you are in the animated GIF sphere, like in messaging, you know, text messages?
It ain't showing up in my bank account, that I can tell you that much.
Not showing up in the bank account. Well, I'll just let you know that you have emotional currency between me and my ex-wife, because we're able to smooth
ex-wife?
Over again. You give emotional currency to me and my ex-wife because we're able to communicate with your reaction gifts, and it's able to, like, you know, no matter who's mad, it just kind of fixes it. So it's pretty awesome.
How much are you communicating with your ex-wife? Like, what do you need to? Do you have a child together?
We do, yeah.
Okay, so you have to be in touch. You have to be in community. You have to kind of still communicate with each other quite a bit.
We do, and one of my favorite ones that I use at her is your from the first episode of Tim and Eric. I messed up.
That's pretty handy. Yeah, I what do you do to find that? You just type in my name and it comes up, or you have them saved or something? Or
well, yeah, now I guess with the on Android, you can just type in like a GIF, type in a category, and type in Tim Heidecker, and immediately there's like 1,000 of your like.
Well, thanks. It is funny. It is funny how you, I mean, it's how quickly, not just me, of course, but just animated GIFs become a language. And it's almost like we're going back to hieroglyphs or something where you can communicate something much more profoundly or much more specifically in a emoji or an animated GIF or in some kind of than you can with words. So I use it all. I use it a lot, and you know, obviously, the big one that I always see is the Eric with the head, the mind exploding one. That's always been that gets used a lot. There's the one of me shrugging, I think, which has been used quite a bit. I see.
You know, the one that doesn't get used as much, but I love, is the one where you guys did, like, you pretended you were Carl Sagan, and like you're like, put the universe into the bag, and then you just.
Yes, that gets used. Well, the one of Eric with the mind exploding, that's what that's from. So that gets used all the time. But good stuff. Good stuff. It's fun to see how our work kind of trickles out into the outside of people. I'm sure many people use it without knowing where the hell it came from or who the hell I am.
Yeah. Well, quick question on that. Like, you seem like one of the things that we laugh about all the time with you is like, the humor you have with, like, when you mess up something, when you say it, and then it's like you're trying to get the line right. Mm-hmm. But it's like, how much of that is deliberate? How much of that is, like, you planned it out that, you know?
I think it's half of it is my natural stuttery, stammery, dyslexic kind of brain. And then the other half is allowing that to just kind of roll out, you know. As much as you try to not see, here I go. You try not to plan it. You try not to to choreograph it too much so that it comes out as natural as possible. And sometimes right away you're like, oh, that felt kind of forced. Especially in Decker, if I'm really messing something up beyond control, then it you have to go back and try to make it feel a little more natural. All right, John, take care. All the best to you and your family. I hope everything works out in a way that's fair and respectful and happy for everybody involved. Thank you.
Cinco FaceTime Party Snoozer. Thank you.
Okay. Sean, sorry we cut you off earlier.
Hey, no worries, Tim. I'm sorry, man. It's really hard to watch this show and to answer your call at the same time.
It's challenging.
It is. I just had a question about your stand-up character. I saw you and Neil Hamburger playing a show in Chicago next month.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you're doing, like, any kind of recording or special or anything with that character. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I announced this last week on the show, December 8th. Is it December 8th or 9th? In Los Angeles, I will be filming a stand-up special.
Oh, very cool.
And we're working on that now. I don't know exactly how it's going to go. But we're hopefully going to make it nice and good. And, you know, the best version of that show that we can do. And then we'll put it out in some format. I don't know where. I don't know how. We're going to make it first and then edit it together and shop it around and see what it is.
Definitely. Does that character have any, like, connection to any other Tim character in the Tim world, or is he like from the on cinema character?
No, he's not that guy. That's we have to make some categories. He's not that guy. I guess he's the guy from the Brett Gelman lunches, though. That's
right. Okay,
that's a connection.
It would be funny to see those universes cross over and see the on cinema Tim get mad that there's an imposter out there.
Oh boy, that's a lot to comprehend. I always should have given these people different names. That's my only regret in life. But I did what I did, and here we are to this day. It'll be for you to figure out. And I get it. People are too, you know, busy to worry about who's who.
Oh, no. You know, in the internet, like, era that we're in, people will just go so deep and just, you know, extract things that were never intended to be extracted or, you know, they're in the first place. So
I got to tell you guys, this has been such a thick year of stuff with, like, putting stuff out. And I, you know, appreciate everybody that came out to the shows, everybody that's been watching Decker, everybody that's been watching Bedtime Stories and on cinema and the music and everything. I feel like maybe people have just gone like, oh, there's so much coming out. I can't keep up with it. I kind of like sometimes just get turned off by the quantity. So
no way.
I will say we're slowing down for a little while. It'll get quiet. You can catch up. There's a, you know, a period of development, a period of writing that will take place. But there is, I will say, without saying anything else, there is one more massive thing coming this year. Besides the Trump record, which will come out, I think, at some point this year. Besides that, there is something massive, massive coming this year.
Yeah, man.
This year.
Worried about releasing a Trump record, though, with these trolls out? I mean, I'm
assuming... Oh, fuck them. They've been coming at me all year. They've been coming at me since last year. They got nothing. They got no... They're weak, spineless, ineffectual, pointless. Whatever they say, they could say whatever they want online. They could have their negative, their comments, their YouTube comments. It means nothing. It's zero. It has zero effect on me. It has zero effect on my success. These people are absolutely ineffectual in every sense of the word. They can downvote. They can comment. They can say whatever they like. It has no bearing in any way on anything I do, any choices I make.
Bash that frowning face.
And believe me, wait till you see the cover of this record. It will create a tremendous storm of negativity from this group. They'll be screaming in their mother's basements for days over this.
You know what I think? I think it might be really funny to do if you put a vinyl release out. The Yellow River Boys record. I don't know if you ever saw it. Came out in like translucent.
I saw it. Are you kidding me?
I died laughing when I opened that thing, man. That was like the coup de grace. So, Piss Yellow, maybe, if you do the record.
I know. Well, that'd be kind of treading over old territory. But I don't forget what your original call was for. I went off on a little rant there. But thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you for your continued support. Take care.
Take care, man. Have a great day.
Take care. We'll take one more call, and then we got to wind things down. I've got a busy day ahead of me. Connor Shanahan with the old – Connor with the Dark Side of the Moon.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Dark Side of the Moon playing on your – or on your avatar is the Dark Side of the Moon, I should say.
Oh, now it's Todd Rundgren.
Oh, it's not changed on my end. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Should I play some Todd on the way out? We should play some Todd.
Yeah, how'd you get hooked up with Todd? I saw him on the show.
We just went out to him. You know, we made him an offer he couldn't refuse. It was basically like, can you record a track for us? You know, basically, at your home. And he said, okay. You know, we'd worked on him for a while, and I think so. He knew what we were about. Oh, baby, we got Todd Rundgren. I saw the light coming in at number one today from the album Something Anything.
One night, I was feeling something wasn't right.
Did you guys hang out in Hawaii?
No, we didn't. I've never met him. I wasn't even on. Our director, Eric Matornicola, took care of the Todd Rundgren session. I kind of popped in to listen for a minute and said, yeah, sounds great. So that was the Todd story. Hopefully he'll come back in some capacity. That'd be cool.
But what's the song? I haven't heard the song.
What song that I'm playing? I'm playing I Saw the Light.
Oh, no, but you said Todd recorded a song.
No, he recorded a voiceover for...
Yeah, I saw that. I thought he said a song,
Zorg
too.
Or whatever. No, he didn't do a song. Now, that's a whole other discussion. Okay. Anyways. I got to run, brother.
All right. What do you feel about how Roger Waters might be anti-Semitic?
I don't buy into that. I don't think he is. I think he's got legitimate issues with... Israel, their policies, but I don't know the details. Maybe he is. What can I do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's got their no one's. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But from what I've seen, at least, it just seems like he's got real issues with the way Israel deals with Palestine. Which, you know, you can have issues there. It seems like there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, brother.
All right, have a good one, Tim.
See ya. All right, folks, that's the show. I thought we had a good one. Some good stories today from our samurai. And all kinds of activity. We had just a good time. Everyone have a terrific weekend. And we'll see you on the other side as we will join. I think I'll be out of town there. I'll be in Canada next week. So there'll be no show next week. There will be a show the week after, though, so take care. Keep your spirits up. We'll continue to thrive. We'll continue to strive. Audio.